producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Fix bayonets. We got Al Jorgensen.
Fix bayonets. We are now entering overdrive with your host, Alex Jones, broadcasting live from the front lines. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, we got 5 minutes left. Appreciate Al staying over to finish his point. You were getting to your point about an Onion article, and I got another question for you, Al.
Well, all I know is that when the night that Obama got elected, I went on the Onion, and I saw with my own eyes black man inherits worst job in America. So, I'm cutting him some slack here. I'm sorry, I'm not an Obama lover. I'm just not an Obama hater.
No, I get it, but that's why they picked him, because they knew people would try to give him slack, hoping to bring unity and stuff, and all I've seen is the establishment use him to create division and to get their fascist agenda passed.
Business as usual.
Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. Let me ask you this. You know, I got a chance to meet Stanley Kubrick's daughter, his protege, an amazing lady, Vivian Kubrick, and we're actually going to work on some stuff together. But I know that Kubrick liked you, Stanley Kubrick, and you actually got to talk to him, at least according to Wikipedia, before he died and before artificial intelligence got made and it got handed over to Spielberg. What was your conversation like with Kubrick?
Well, first I hung up on him two times, and I thought it was a prank call.
I would too, yeah.
It's like, what? Yeah, you're right. Stanley Kubrick is calling me in Austin, Texas. Yeah, sure. Later, click. And after a couple of those, I figured out that these people were persistent. And they wanted me to be in their movie. This weird American guy living in the countryside of England was like a big Ministry fan. I just couldn't believe it. It freaked me out.
Well, I've learned a little bit about Kubrick that folks don't know from his daughter, and I'm not allowed to talk about it, obviously. It's like talking to John Lennon's family, and I can't talk about it. But it's just unbelievable. This guy knew everything we knew before we were born. I mean, he was just... It was amazing, and it's incredible. That's a film or a book to be written.
Listen, Dr. Strangelove is like the best film ever.
It is.
I mean, and he knew what we knew before it happened. Yes, you are right. It's a chill, man. It's like cool, man. I listen to this religiously.
Well, you're a sweetheart for putting up with me, brother. Well, thanks for staying over with us. And so the tour dates are on your website, Al Effing Jorgensen, and it's effing ING Jorgensen is the website. People can go there. We've got it on screen. We'll tweet it out, aleffingjorgensen.com, and you can link through to all the other websites there. We appreciate a real rebel. There's a lot of fake rebels in rock and roll, but I think Al, from all the insiders I've talked to, they say you're the king of the bona fide rebels. So that's quite a title.
Hey, here's all we have to do. We spend one night on the grassy knoll camping out, and then we do a couple days of psilocybin and shooting guns in Burbank. How's that?
And that could ring in the end of the world, and volcanoes start erupting, and flying saucers start crashing.
That's what I'm hoping for. We've already got Malaysian Airlines planes crashing everywhere. Thank God, the first thing I checked is like make sure I'm not on Malaysian Airlines. They seem to be having a string of bad luck.
Absolutely, Al. Well, listen, I know I've got some of your contacts, but since you moved, I may not have them all. So let me say bye to you and give us any contacts. And I'm serious. I'll come up there to the show. And if you want to do an interview, I'd love to do it there at the Grassy Knoll. That sounds fun.
Man, we're on. Later, dude.
All right. Take care, buddy. Appreciate you. There goes Al Jorgensen. You know, that's our collective transmission. I have decided to be in a little... Chuck Norris's son's put out a film, and it's in association with their production company. I'm going to be in that up in Dallas. They're shooting that soon. So maybe while I'm up there, we'll kill two birds with one stone, and it's around the same dates and stuff, and get an interview with Al Jorgensen. That guy is the real deal, a true artist and a true maniac in every sense of the word. Believe me. What you saw is the tip of the iceberg. All right. God bless you all. We'll be back. Lord willing, tonight, 7 o'clock and tomorrow, 11 a.m.
Just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early, and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution. DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for AutoShip and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
As a community moves towards despotism, respect is restricted to fewer people.
That's veteran Denver police officer Charles Jones IV smashing an unarmed suspect in the face 6 times.
Officers accused of using excessive force on a suspect and then trying to erase the evidence.
I'm not observing what they're doing in there. Don't take me. I don't understand what's going on.
A community rates low on an information scale when the press, radio, and other channels of communication are controlled by only a few people.
Does it raise ethical questions about the use of government money to produce stories about the government that wind up being aired with no disclosure that they were produced by the government?
How can you ask such a question?
What difference at this point does it make?
When a competent observer looks for signs of despotism in a community, he looks beyond fine words and noble phrases.
There are actions I have the legal authority to take as president that will help make our immigration system more fair and more just. Tonight, I'm announcing those actions.
What I say goes, see? I'm the law around here.
You saw? You died.
Yes, in modern warfare, our military leaders are finding that words and ideas are highly effective weapons.
We just have to be repetitive about this. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
We are trained to deceive if we have to. You really don't have to trust me. You shouldn't trust me. In fact, by my actually participating in that, I will taint the news.
In communities of this kind, despotism stands a good chance.
The 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Okay, Miss Hughes, well, we're going to do everything we can to help you.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's the Alex Jones Show, because there is a war for your mind.
Tee it up. We're live, broadcasting worldwide, Monday, the 26th day of January, 2015. Al Jorgensen of the mega-successful band Ministry is scheduled to be popping in during the third hour today via video Skype. Interesting footnote for TV viewers via PrisonPlanet.tv. Where to begin yet again? We also have joining us, because he's done it again, Mark Dice. His video is on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. We just tweeted it out at Real Alex Jones. That's right. He went out and almost every person he talked to in California wanted to repeal the Bill of Rights. If you use the words, Obama supports it. Obama supports feeding little kittens into wood chippers. Obama supports making men sit on the toilet and not stand. They're trying to make men do that in Germany. That was in the news over the weekend, so I'm not being sarcastic. They're just throwing it in our face, but saying it's for Obama, so you should support it if you're part of the cult. If Jim Jones says drink the cyanide-laced Kool-Aid, you don't ask whether it's cherry or grape flavor. You gulp it down to show you're a winner. This is the yes man mentality that has taken over the West. Bankster austerity measures under attack in wake of the big win in Greece. Harvard professor, government mosquito drones will extract your DNA. I'm going to cover more of that today. We're going to get into Secret Service recovers small drone on White House grounds, begins panicking over it. WikiLeaks demands answers after Google hands staff emails to U.S. government. Barack Obama films anti-oil drilling video from a jet. But then, meanwhile, don't forget that he, in the State of the Union, bragged about incentives for oil drilling in the U.S. when he cut the permits by 40-something percent 2 months ago. So, see, he knows a mainline audience wants drilling, but then he goes to his audience and says, we're not going to allow drilling, we're going to stop it, while he is on a huge wide-body jet aircraft with a whole string of support aircraft. There's another big story. Daddy issues. Are Ron Paul's hardcore stands a problem for son's presidential bid? Kit Daniels got an audio interview with the former congressman this weekend at the very speech they're taking out of context. He's going to have an article out in the next few hours, specifically with Ron Paul addressing that issue. And he does not believe secession is going to happen. He simply gets asked questions about it and talks about it, and the media tries to spin it like he's some radical to demonize Rand Paul. We're going to be talking about that coming up. Rand Paul has had some mildly hawkish rhetoric, but he does say get rid of all foreign aid. He said if we get attacked, we'll fight back, stuff like that. I don't even see that as hawkish. So he's been attacked by a lot of the libertarian stalwarts and others for not being a total purist like his father. He's got a real shot at winning the presidency. He's positioning himself, it's very clear, to not be eclipsed by his great father, and to be able to have more of a mass appeal and to say, I'm my own person from a disinformation campaign they're going to put out. They're going to misrepresent what Ron Paul has to say. They're going to use InfoWars and their relationship. It's already being done every week to demonize him as well. He has to differentiate and to say, I'm my own person. Here's what I stand for. Not that he isn't going to carry out a pro-America, free market, great agenda if he was to be elected president. He's simply positioning to be able to defeat their false attacks by saying, Well, I don't know if they really said that, or you're taking out of context, but I'm my own man. Here's what I stand for. And in Atlantic Monthly and a bunch of other publications, they have made that point that they know that Rand Paul really is a horrible constitutionalist patriot like his father, and it's so horrible. Now, I think he's gone a little too far in positioning himself away from the hardcore constitutionalist stance for political points, because I believe that bites him in the butt bigger with his base. But I get some of the softening, because you're talking to a completely dumbed-down population when you talk about the general electorate. And he also wants to scoop up a bunch of Democrat votes who are anti-surveillance, anti-police state. So Rand Paul's been really speaking out against the militarization of police and other issues. So I don't know if I totally agree with their political strategy up there at the Senate office and in the new presidential office they're getting ready to launch. When we told you here first years ago, he's running. I personally, on the phone, a private phone call to before he was senator to his home in Kentucky, said, listen, you're going to end up winning if you run for Senate. And I know there's a bunch of politicos out there telling you can't win. You're going to get the money. They're going to love you in Kentucky. Do it. And the last time he was on the show about a year ago, he said, yeah, it was you and others that said I should run, and you were right. And he had people dressed up in racist outfits claiming they were his supporters. We identified them as Democrats and helped expose that. I could get Senator Paul back on the show. Quite frankly, it doesn't really even boost ratings. We can play clips of what he has to say. I just leave him alone because, in a way, I don't even like the fact that we're going to get a bunch of attention in a political season coming up as they take stuff I've done out of context and try to project it onto Ron Paul and Rand Paul. But you got to dance with the people that brung you. And our ideas of freedom that are seen as radical are just classic Americana. And they are gaining steam on every front. But at the same time, the mainstream media can still distort. And so that's why he's distanced himself a few degrees from his father and from this show. You know, he would sit and talk to Luke Radowski, great guy from We Are Change, the founder of it, and talk about Bilderberg Group and say, I'll talk to Alex Jones about that. But then after he got chased around, I'm not saying Luke's a bad guy, I can just see Rand Paul's position, got chased around a few times inside the Senate, he just started saying, hey, you know what, I'm not doing an interview unless it's scheduled. Because if you start doing that every time, then you can't even get through the building to where you're going. It's like I've had reporters show up at other people's offices or people's houses, and they'll call and say, people are here demanding to talk to you. Can you please come here? They say they're here to interview you. You must talk to them. It's like coming to my house and saying, I demand that you have dinner with me. Now, that doesn't mean if somebody won't answer questions that you shouldn't go out and ask them a question. I mean, that's good guerrilla journalism. Hell, I'm one of the modern pioneers of it. Now, when I say modern pioneers, it's kind of like new wave. I certainly didn't invent it. But that's what's going on with Rand Paul. And then once you're a senator, you've got so many forces attacking you from all around that you end up going into kind of a fortress mentality. And believe me, I understand that. I don't really have security. I don't ever really, over the years, get on a power trip about how many people I reach. But at a certain point, you realize, hey, I have a mission to complete. I've got to go into a little bit of a fortress mentality just because there are people that will use your accessibility to attack you or to make stuff up about you or to claim they had entrance into your life to then make up a story or who'll want to pose with a photo of you just to then create a legend out of it. It's a very sick, mentally ill society of narcissists out there. It doesn't mean even a large minority, but a goodly minority. A sizable minority of people are completely sociopathic and mentally ill. I got to say something like 30% of people are completely out of their minds now. Mental illness is growing, just as the Bible said it would during the degeneration of any society. And we're a cursed nation. We're a cursed planet. And we could have these curses lifted. Even if you don't believe in curses, spiritualism, you should understand that when you write off 55 million babies and you start writing off old people and you write off veterans and have secret death panels, and well, the system's going to write you off. That's what this is all about. That's what this is all about, and that's where this is all going now. And so There's no way to paper over the degeneration of society. And when we come back, I'm going to play this Mark Dice piece ahead of him joining us, this latest video that's on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Meet the people who want Obama to repeal the Bill of Rights. And this is everybody he talked to. He can go out there for 15 minutes and you get a five-minute video. This is everybody he talked to. And one guy says, no, I don't know if we should ban the Bill of Rights. But everybody else says it's time to do it right now. Let's just respect our president. Let's get rid of all freedom now. And, of course, you only find this in Democratic areas. These are mentally ill people.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. AncientDefense.com.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door is locked. Bills are paid. You've got a job that keeps the lights on and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm calling you to take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark side.
Record-sized blizzard to make history, New York City bosses are saying. The mayor is saying it could be historic, the worst to ever hit the city. That's up on DrudgeReport.com from the different New York TV stations. That's the Associated Press. 3,000-plus flights canceled. Connecticut governor orders all cars off the road by 9 p.m. And we've got feeds we'll put on screen for TV viewers of the radar feed and the satellite feed of the ultra-massive storms filled with snow beginning to hit New York and other areas on the East Coast. And Al Gore is out there making statements from Davos that it's global warming. There have always been big blizzards hitting the East Coast. Now that means global warming. Like I said, just pay global government money and they'll all fly around their big jets and they'll fix it. Amazing. Snow this year in Hawaii and Florida. It's been recorded before, hundreds of years ago, of course, in both places. Nothing to do with humans, boys and girls. Right now, let's go ahead and go to this report by Mark Dice. The full video is on Infowars.com. Americans want Obama to repeal the Bill of Rights as long as you say it's for Obama and that Congress is for it. Oh, well, if they're for it, I better be for it. Imagine if they set a nuke off in this country, which they're now saying Al-Qaeda or ISIS is getting ready to do. Well, everybody's got to get rid of the Bill of Rights. Why, hundreds of thousands died when the nuke went off in Chicago. Here it is.
Think about Obama deciding to repeal the Bill of Rights in the face of the new ISIS threat to make sure that we don't have a Charlie Hebdo type of incident here in the States. Should we get behind Obama and the Congress to support the repeal of the Bill of Rights to make sure that we're safe these days?
I'm not sure. I haven't studied it enough to make an honest, educated comment about it.
He has announced that he's going to repeal the Bill of Rights to help make sure that we can keep everybody safe here in the homeland. Is that the right?
That guy looks like FBI or CIA or something. And notice he sees it and wants to be a yes man because he feels like he's part of the power structure and he goes along with it.
Decision, should we get behind Obama to make sure that the ISIS threat doesn't rear its head here in America?
Yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, end of day, yeah.
You know, absolutely. I mean, Obama probably knows he's in a best position to know if we should repeal
the
Bill
of
Rights to keep everybody safe.
So. Right, you would hope so. Right.
Okay.
Right. Wish I can give you more, but...
Hey, yeah. he just knows what's best.
He knows what's best, but I think he's depending on an awful lot of people to...
He's got some insider information.
Help him make the best decisions, right. Sometimes they might seem so from the beginning or from the surface, but only time will tell whether or not it was the right or wrong decision, right?
He is surrounded by a bunch of economic and political advisors, and if they're saying we should repeal the Bill of Rights, they probably know what's best for us, right?
You would hope so, yeah, absolutely.
Obama has announced that in the wake of the new rise of ISIS, the terrorist threat, we're going to repeal the Bill of Rights. Should we get behind that just to make sure that we don't have another 9/11 style attack?
Oh, shoot. My husband would be the one to ask this question. I mean, follow it close enough to know, really.
If we should repeal the Bill of Rights. Well, they have insiders and experts, so I mean, if they're saying, Congress is saying we should do it, we should probably just get behind that. We don't want to.
Is it both sides you said are supporting it?
Both sides, Republicans and the Democrats support
it. Well, then, if they're agreeing on something, then maybe it is a good thing.
We should then get behind the repeal.
If they're both, they don't ever agree on anything, so if they're agreeing on something, maybe it's a good thing.
It's what's best for the new world order.
Okay, well, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Get behind it.
All right, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
The Republicans and the Democrats finally have agreed with on something that Obama has announced his decision to repeal the Bill of Rights in the wake of the rise of ISIS. And you think that we could get behind the Congress and understand that they probably know what's best in this phase of the war?
I would think so. I mean, especially what happened overseas in Paris.
And if they are saying with their experts that it's time to repeal the Bill of Rights, we could probably get behind that.
We could, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Does a helpless dumbass.
Are you an American citizen?
Yes, sir. I am. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
As you probably saw in the news, both the Republicans and the Democrats have united a bipartisan effort to support Obama's plan to repeal the Bill of Rights to make sure that ISIS doesn't come and attack us on the homeland. Can we as the people get behind that bipartisan effort to repeal the Bill of Rights?
I believe so. Absolutely. Hold on. As long as men are made to sit on the toilet, that's what I care about. Men are out of control. I want the men that run things to have a dictatorship. Absolutely. Repeal the Bill of Rights. Absolutely. We'll be right back. Stay with us. By the way, they say ISIS is planning something bigger than 9/11. If you take those rights, take even more.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237. The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to see the informational videos, read the information they're compiled, and for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
I feel like I ought to just let this powerful song by Dave Mustaine roll. My darkest hour. He wrote this in just an hour or less when he heard that the bus in Europe had jumped over with Metallica and killed the bassist. He said his feet were sticking out like the Wicked Witch under the house. Let's listen a little bit of Dave Mustaine and Megadeth. Pretending they're on a mission. No, it's not a mission, man, to just make money or just watch football or just drive the best car and act cool. The mission is build a civilization. And the reason we're so unhappy is we don't have real goals. Even those that seek out God go to big glitter bug establishment churches on average that are government run. In fact, the entire system is set up to ensure that men never become real men. That we just dawdle and totter and fritter our way through life, never actually having an effect, while the real engineers of the planet decide the destiny of humanity that's no destiny at all. You look at the one guy in this Mark Dice interview where he doesn't go out and cherry pick. He can do this in 15 minutes. We've done it ourselves in California, same place he goes. We've done it in Austin. You just got to go where trendies or liberals are. You go where conservatives are, you'll get about half of them to say stuff like this. You go where liberals are, you get about 95%. You'll see somebody think when you ask the question, they'll go, I need more info. Instead of, no way repeal the Bill of Rights. No way put gun owners in forced labor camps. Dice went out a few years ago and talked about, was it 15 people or so? And all of them but one said, yeah, let's put them in forced labor camps and take their guns. And Dice's like, yeah, because they're troublemakers. And the guy goes, you don't have to tell me, buddy. He's like a 65-year-old guy. Looks like he has a college degree, well-spoken, smart, dressed nice. He's like, I hear you. Let's put him in camps right now. You call that a liberal? No, that is a sicko that, like a moth to flame, just trusts the system and gets a feeling of power out of imagining getting rid of freedoms. You got the low-level, you know, executive manager, probably makes $20 an hour. Lady in her little business outfit. You can analyze each one of these people. She's like, yeah, let's peel the Bill of Rights right now. Yeah, let's do it. Now, another woman is why they target women with most of the propaganda. It's not that women are stupid. They want to comply. They want to get along. That's just genetic, on average. It varies. On average, though. First you get the women, then you got the children, so follow the men. Adolf Hitler. Just go take a marketing class, they'll tell you. Target women in the general media. That's who they target. They make most of the purchases. They make most of the major decisions. And they're very easy to make comply. If you sell it in a herd mentality, talks to her. She's like, better talk to my husband. I don't know about politics. Well, everybody's doing it. Oh, well, I'm for it. She's not evil. But you got the first guy that, well, the second one he talks to, but the first to agree with it, the first guy wouldn't go along with it. He's like, oh, absolutely. You know, we don't know what they know. We need to just go ahead and trust them and just get rid of the Bill of Rights. Because Obama, he has the advisors. Yeah, the foreign special interest that when they get control of a country, they just start murdering everyone. I mean, if the globalists could get full control here, they'd do what they've done in Libya or Syria or Iraq right now. In Greece, they're 4 years into people dropping their babies off every day at hospitals and just leaving them there. Little children being dropped off. Collapse of civilization. All signing the public on to debts that weren't even theirs. Billionaires taking over Greek islands on, quote, debt Greece owes them because Greece bailed out their funds. Then they get islands, and those very people go to Davos and then lecture everyone on not having a high standard of living and how it'll save the earth. Just total hypocrites, and no media will call them on it. Let's go back to the last couple people Mark Dice talked to. Here it is.
As you probably saw in the news, both the Republicans and the Democrats have united bipartisan effort to support Obama's plan to repeal the Bill of Rights to make sure that ISIS doesn't come and attack us on the homeland. Should we as a people get behind that bipartisan effort to repeal the Bill of Rights?
Absolutely.
To make sure that
we're
in a better position to know whether we should repeal these things for our own good.
They would come over here, right?
Absolutely.
I'm drinking. Shouldn't do this. Mimosas.
Should we as a public get behind Obama's decision to repeal the Bill of Rights as a response to the new rise of ISIS and the radical terrorist threat?
I think that'd be the best for the country.
Just to help keep everybody safe?
Yeah.
We could repeal the Bill of Rights and sort of modernize this new world order that we're in and and just help unroll the plan.
Yeah, that sounds great to me.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
The Republicans and the Democrats have finally agreed on something, and they're all supporting Obama's decision to repeal the Bill of Rights in the wake of the rise of the ISIS terrorist threat. Should we get behind Obama and the repeal just to help make sure we don't have another 9/11 or like Charlie Hebdo-style a terrorist attack here?
I mean, I guess. I don't really know too much about it, though. So.
Obviously.
Yeah.
We need to give them the power, right, to repeal the Bill of Rights and really, you know, to help remedy this terrorist threat that we're facing.
I guess so, yeah.
So it's probably the right decision.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Whatever he wants to do, it's probably the best for the country.
Repealing the Bill of Rights?
Yeah, he's going to take your
country because he wants to
take your education funds, Dumbo.
Go for it.
Go Obama.
You'll never know, though.
Go Obama.
Thank you very much.
Go Obama.
Yeah.
Should we get behind Congress and Obama to support this new phase in the war on terror to help keep everybody safe?
To repeal the Bill of Rights? Absolutely not. That's crazy.
That's true. Thank you.
So we got one person wouldn't answer, and then one person that said that's crazy. That's the normal response by anyone half sane. And then I think it was eight other people agreeing to it. So that's 80% there. So that's a low number. You know, usually it's 95% out there, say, put gun owners in FEMA camps, forcibly abort babies. I mean, they'll sign anything if you say it's for Obama. This is a cult. 90-plus percent of people in Austin signed a petition to ban hydrogen monoxide for the earth. And people say, well, that's crazy to ban water. Well, a lot of folks want to ban what comes out of power plants. And it's not smoke. It's carbon dioxide and water vapor. But see, carbon dioxide sounds scary, just like the hydrogen monoxide. Or you can go out and get most people to say ban salt if you use the technical name sodium chloride. That's just the way it works. And they love their ignorance, and they'll argue with you, too. Like, we ought to do some videos where we go further and start arguing with them and go, hey, listen, the Bill of Rights is all of our basic freedoms and checks and balances. That's what separates us from North Korea. And once they've said that they want to get rid of it, they'll bow up and buck up and start defending themselves. Leanne was doing that one on water, and this guy's bragging, hitting on her. He's got a degree in chemistry from Cornell, and yeah, he wants to ban it for the earth, and she starts really, you know, repeating herself to him. He goes, listen, I got a degree. And it's like, okay, well, it must have done you a lot of good in chemistry that you don't know what water is, buddy. Without it, we'd be dead. And really, taxes on carbon dioxide are taxes on oxygen, because everybody knows where the everybody knows where the oxygen comes from, right? oxygen is a very low percentage of trace gas like carbon dioxide. And does everybody know where the oxygen comes from? Of course, they've gone back and done ice core samples and things, and they know that first it was low, then it built up, now it's going low again in the scheme of time on this earth. It comes from plants and photoplankton. And they take in the carbon dioxide, and then they put off oxygen. And we have a symbiotic relationship, plants and animals. It's a very racist relationship, though. And, oh, my God. How do I reach out to people? It's scary, though, because most people I talk to, even executives, don't know what's going on. When I talk about executives, I mean people that are making $5 million a year. Not the new executive female class where they make $40,000 a year and have a bunch of guys under them and go, absolutely, absolutely. And then they end up making $100,000 a year and they go out and get their trophy husband, who's an artist, I say that in quotes, bought her a taco one time so she buys him a car. The difference is, though, those families don't have babies, so they're not families biologically, and so that's all coming to an end. It was all engineered. So enjoy the one season of the women getting most of the executive jobs and being 65% of the college graduates and, you know, the guys out there mowing your lawn, because by the time you figure out biologically what they did to you, it's too late. All a battle plan. I don't care less if women were executives. I'll hire a woman. I'll hire a man. I'll hire anybody to get the job done. It isn't a commie. But it's just this, I'm a woman, and so you don't know anything. Obama likes me. You don't need your guns. I told you I was at the gym the other day, and this woman's like, she obviously knew who I was and my trainer. And she's like, you know, I just don't think people need guns. I just want to say, the same thing I thought. I really agree with Liam Neeson. And I was just like, really? You do? You know where the highest crime rates are? Well, crime rate. He doesn't know what I'm talking about. And I didn't want to say it. I was in Whole Foods yesterday, which I hardly ever go to. But I wanted to get some Epsom salts and some other things. And I was there, and two or three times I decided to get some stuff for meatballs and spaghetti for the kids last night, so I was buying a few things. I came over and I said, where's the French onion soup mix? I'm going to make some meatballs. But it was real nice. I came over to Stalker's twice, and they go, we don't work here. I was like, oh, thank you. I know, but you're on this aisle, and I'm having trouble. And this somebody from Whole Foods came over and said, oh, hi, Alex Jones, how you doing? It's over on the chip aisle, actually. I was like, thanks. But the next time I asked one of the stalkers, they were all in there in the middle of the day on a Sunday. That's where I came down here to the Sunday show. And I said, that's okay, because a robot's going to replace you soon. And I know you play on your iPhone all day and don't like to talk to people, and that's your power, is to be flippant and rude and go, whenever, you know, someone asks you a question. And about three people around me laughed. And the person was like, they didn't even understand. That humans are just supposed to talk to each other and help each other. They had studies came out 2 years ago, a government study in Canada, where environmentalists are six times more likely to steal, and environmentalists are, I forget how many times, less likely to give money, and conservatives are the most likely to give money to charity. See, their people, real conservatives, not your establishment conservatives, the fake ones that control the conservative movement, but real conservatives want to keep their money, and then they want to give it to who they want to give it to. That's just a fact. You can pull the studies up. The so-called liberal is a self-centered nobody who is a control freak and hates anyone who's successful. There it is. How going green may make you mean. The Guardian. Ethical consumers less likely to be kind and more likely to steal, study finds. We'll see if my memory serves right. It was six times. When Al Gore was caught running up huge energy bills at a home at the same time as lecturing on the need to save electricity, it turns out he was only reverting to green type. Yeah, Canadian psychologist, and it goes through the whole government-funded university study. Again, I'm not saying there aren't real people that would call themselves liberals who voted for Obama because they didn't want to vote for a warmongering Republican. But see, you notice you've got even more warmongering under him. Later, in the honor system in which participants were asked to take money from an envelope to pay themselves their spoils, the Greens were six times more likely to steal than conventionals. And if you drill down on that study and others, conventionals or conservatives, libertarians, or just non-control freaks, honorable people. I mean, let me tell you something. The problem is the best men and women out there are prideful and don't want to get in your business, don't want to run your life, and quite frankly, don't want to hang around with you. See, those of us that produce are so successful and so happy in relationships and money and art and literature and poetry that we don't need to walk around and get the trendy look and the trendy haircut and sycophantically act like a bunch of snobs, a bunch of wine snobs. I like wine myself. I'm not saying that. It's just that, you know, the archetype I'm talking about. These are people that have nothing. They're super stupid. They would vote to get rid of the Bill of Rights if told to do so. They would put me in a FEMA camp and would love a job to kick our guts in. And I'm serious. That happens in every culture and every society. You end up having the nobodies for a tiny elite who want to rape our wives, take our houses, take our kids, and kick us till we die. They usually do it in a major takeover. Now they do it through Agenda 21, through regulations, through bureaucracy. And they hate the old traditional honor guard, the police, who have their own problems, but they want to wage war on them and us at the same time while they take over with their new system. And so that's the lay of the land. I mean, we're in deep trouble. Demonic, gibbering control freaks want our guts because they know we're...
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flus, and other illnesses. Make sure you're not one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new product. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to help prevent bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to use daily, while powerful enough to help your own immune system destroy the causes of many serious diseases. Supernatural Silver has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver. The Science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Sold out for weeks through the difficult and extensive proprietary process behind its creation, the exclusive InfoWars Life Secret 12 formulation is now back in stock. This ultra-clean vitamin B12 nutraceutical has been carefully crafted and developed over the last 2 years and is based on cellular science of how your body actively absorbs essential nutrients. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. Secret 12 is a binary of nutrimedical-grade bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin, the most bioactive form that has been created with our proprietary process. Secret 12 is taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Supplies of Secret 12 are very limited. Secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The structure of the European Union today is based on the Nazi plans published in Berlin in 1942. That's up on Infowars.com in the graphic. And then I just see something like that, and it tortures me because then it opens up a huge data file in my brain of how the Nazis had a plan to manage the Europe through a European Union and then have a global government competing with the British model with sub-directors, sub-governors, puppet viceroys, and how they would use what they called soft kill, poison in the food and water to first dumb down the population and anesthetize it, like a spider first bites its prey to immobilize it and then feed on us later. Because the Nazis said, well, you know, we're only going to have like 40 million Germans, they even estimated, after the war, which they did lose 20 million. Once we take over, how are we going to control several billion people at that time? And they said, through soft kill ops. And we're under soft kill ops. I mean, I'm living in a twilight zone here. And I just, it's so stupid. I don't want to fight with the cops. I don't want to fight with the tough guy at the grocery store. I don't want to fight with my neighbors. I don't want to sit here and henpeck people. I want to succeed and have a good society and not have criminals putting cancer viruses in the vaccines, pesticides by design in the GMO, chemtrails, all of it. We're being murdered by a soft kill op. And they've already murdered half the population. Hell, half the population doesn't even know what planet they're on, what three branches of government are. And these people will vote to take our guns, take our property, take our children, take our lives. They will euthanize us. They're already nationwide euthanizing the troops, old and young. They won't give them health care. They're letting them die en masse. No one cares. Not Jack. You know what has been done about it. And I'm sick of this crap. If they could kill. I can't even do this show anymore. I'm telling you, I'm sick of this. What the hell's wrong with people? What the hell is wrong with you, damn coma? Do you understand that if the veterans and the babies aren't safe, and now the old people aren't safe, none of us are safe. You let them run over weak and innocent people, it'll be everybody next, you stupid, self-centered yuppies. I will kick your ass. I am sick of your crap. I am sick of all the weak people wanting to be overrun and killed. The globalists go, well, see, that's you need to join us and kill them. The globalists engineered it this way. And so I'm mad at the slaves because you're being destroyed. You're being overrun. And I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. We can beat these people. And there's no way. Look, a lot of the public aren't even people anymore. They've been turned into animals, below animals. So it's clear it wouldn't matter if you got killed now. I get that. I get that. Good job, New World Order. Plus, a lot of people just like me that way anyways. I've done an analysis of this. The globalists, if they get full control, are going to destroy everything. These people are not meant to rule and control everything. That's a bigger problem. It's when they actually get this. Do you think the robots and the super machines they're coming out with are going to even let these scum be around here? I mean, this is a devilish plan, folks.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today. You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know. The fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Silver Bullet.